This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Joey Kidney. Welcome to the Happy Times, and I'm proud to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Skillshare.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today is an actual, like, it's an insane day. And I just want to say, I always started off with thank you, but I'm truly very thankful for everyone who listens to this and everyone who supports me on all my social media platforms, literally everything. You guys mean the world to me, and I'm saying thank you because so many things happened yesterday. I went for a walk with my dog, Frankie, who is currently wrestling a blanket right now. But we're going to let him do it because then he's going to disturb me and we won't be able to film this podcast. We were going for this walk and I just like it didn't hit me. I'm a very like I like to be very humbling. I like to be this very normal life person. I don't like to treat myself a lot. I don't like to make myself feel that I'm better than anybody else. I don't like to go drinking. I don't like to feel like absolute trash, right? And I was going for this walk and I was just walking around and my friend texted me and they were like, "Oh my God, 3 hours." And if you don't know what this is about, she texted me saying 3 hours because in 3 hours, my next single with Anthony Ortiz was dropping on Spotify. And my heart started just racing. My heart got, like, the pitter-patter was so pitter-pattery. It was just pitter-pattering to pickle-patter people. I don't know the thing. But it went so fast. And it just made me realize that I'm walking these streets, but I have like a single coming out. I have a song coming out that's going to then prepare the EP to come out in a few weeks or so. And then next thing you know, the biggest thing, guys, my book finally came. So I'm walking in the streets and yes, my single's coming out, but also on my table at home, I'm an author. I'm an author. Like, that's insane. And then next thing you know, I'm also preparing for my show in New York City, the Stay You New York City show. And that's coming, I think we're going to aim for the date of June 22nd. And it's just so much stuff is happening. And to think that 2 years ago, I was asking myself, is this worth it? Is this what I want to do? Is this the right path to be on? And that's what we're going to talk about today in today's podcast, because I think there's a lot of times where people are always posting videos about their passions or doing this and doing that. And it's very easy for them to understand, like musicians, it's very easy to them to understand that they need to be a singer because, well, they can sing. And it's just, I've never had a talent that was so vivid, that was so open and out there. Like, I can't sing, so I knew I couldn't be a singer. I can't dance. Well, okay, I'm a killer dancer, but I can't dance, so I knew I wasn't going to be a dancer. Out of the main arts, it was very hard to find my own groove. And that was something I feel that maybe a lot of us struggle with. We see these people going out and doing so many things and doing things that they love and making it so easy to us that they have their passion, but yet we're still trying to find ours. But maybe we already have it. And 2 years ago, I sat down and I questioned literally everything. Everything I was doing, everything I was thinking, everything. And in that question, I answered myself. I'm a storyteller. I'm me. I'm somebody who is so passionate about living life because I've had a difficult one in my own world that I want to make sure that everybody else is enjoying theirs, and I want to promote positivity and happiness, but I also want to promote the fact that, hey, it's not all fucking sunshine and rainbows. I wasn't supposed to swear in this podcast. My apologies. The Canadian in me is coming out. Canadians say the F word a lot. I'm sorry. But I want to talk about whether it's worth it. So is it worth it? Is whatever you're thinking about doing worth it? I know it may not seem like we have our passion or what we want to do or what we enjoy doing. I remember when I was in New York City 2 years ago, I went through a really, really rough time, and somebody really, really close to me told me that I wasn't doing what I should be doing and that I wasn't happiest. And that really, really crushed me. And I called my mom and I was like, Mom, what was I doing as a kid? Like, I know, like, say, for example, Sarah was dressing dolls and she knew she wanted to be a fashion designer. Or Timmy was always building stuff, so he needed to be a construction worker, whatever. But what was Joey doing? What was I doing? And she said, you were eating, breathing, sleeping, hockey. Everything was hockey. And as some of you know, I can't play hockey anymore because of my injuries. And it crushed me. Because I'm there, sitting there, being like, well, Tommy had this, Sarah had this, blah, blah, had this. What does Joey have? And it took me a while. But now I'm here. I love doing everything that I'm doing. And it was pushing through my interests. It was really actually trying to go for something and seeing if I actually like it. There's a lot of times where we dabble in stuff and we just give up when it gets hard. But when it gets hard is the moment where you find out if you really, really like it or not. When it gets hard is a moment where you figure out how strong you are in this topic or in this situation. And that's really, really, I think there's a lot of passion there. I think that's really inspirational. So ask yourself these questions to find out if it's worth it. Can you wake up tomorrow without it or not thinking about it? This is something that drove me crazy. Waking up every day, people ask me, well, what do you do as a hobby? What do you do? Well, I work out a lot, and I'm not a meathead, but I run a lot. I bike a lot. I love walking my dog. I love running my dog. I love going outside and doing all this stuff. But that's stuff that everybody does. They're like, well, what else do you do? And I was like, I don't do anything else because I love everything I do. I love waking up and making a podcast, making videos, writing music. I love doing all of it, writing books, everything. I like doing it. And could I wake up tomorrow without it? No. Could I wake up tomorrow and not think about it? No. I wake up every single day and I'm working, 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 working. And it's not work to me. It's play to me because it's so fun. It's so amazing. And to people who think that YouTubers or anybody is just handed what they have, we wake up every single day and we made what we have. I woke up in my bedroom one day and I made, this sounds so weird, I made a video. I made what I have today. Did I know what I was making back then? Not a clue. But do I understand what I made? Yes. And I'm very, very passionate about what I do and very thankful for everything. So again, thank you guys. But ask yourself, can you wake up tomorrow without it? And can you wake up tomorrow and not even think about it? If the answer is no, then I think it's worth it. Number two, does it make you feel eager to talk about it in a convo when you hear the subject come up? I find whenever, like, I'm out at dinner or I'm walking in the streets or anything, lately a dog has been like my topic to talk about. I'm really, really passionate about my little Frankie here. And that's I'm so eager to talk about it. I'm so eager to just jump in. And I really, really, another thing is I really, really want to talk about my book. And whenever I'm out in public, I hear somebody talking about anything, or if I go into like a chapters or something, I'm pretty pumped to go to an aisle and like read the poetry books, read the self-help books, read all of that stuff to just get inspired. And if it's something that you hear in the streets or you hear your friends talk about or something, and you feel that burst of energy, you feel that lightning strike inside of you that you really want to talk about it, then it's freaking worth it. See, I didn't swear there. I said freaking. It's not the same energy though, but that's worth it. It is worth it. And the final question you have to ask yourself, the final one, the one that has all the marbles, beans, money, everything, whatever it's called, do you love it? If it's something that you love, if you ask yourself this question and you, I don't even know the feeling, but if you have to sit there and think about it twice, if you're sitting there like, do I love it? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. You do. If you didn't, you wouldn't even be sitting here making it to the third question. If you're sitting here, you're thinking about something. Now, a huge thing that I find when we don't, like I said earlier, is that we give up on it too easily. And I think we give up on it too easily because we're not educated. We're not familiar with it. So I think it's time we get educated and we get familiar with it. I think it's time you take that next step into figuring out, is this actually something that I want to do? Is this something I should pursue? Is this something that I should jump into? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to announce our first ever sponsor that, well, this podcast of the Happy Times is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with tens of thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. Oh, I said that right. Look at that. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a long-time project or challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has classes for you. And as some of you know, I'm pretty interested in photography, so I'm looking forward to jumping into Skillshare and learn more about that. And just, I do know a lot, but I figure get more educated, get more familiar with stuff because there's so much more that we can learn and that we can get better at. I find once we plateau is when we start to lose interest. And the other thing that I'm really excited about, well, my book is coming out this summer, and I think it'd be cool to kind of take writing courses or writing classes and see what's on Skillshare for that, for mainly books and keeping people interested. And well, that's so I can get started on book number two. So, how would you guys join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners? Get 2 months of Skillshare Premium for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering the Happy Times listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. It's thousands, not tens of thousands, but I'm sure one day they'll get there. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/thehappytimes. Just kidding. It's Skillshare.com/happytimes. No the. Again, go to Skillshare.com/happytimes to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/happytimes. Ah, that's so cool. That's so freaking cool. And that's actually something that I do want you to use. I don't want you to just think that this is an ad spot. It's not. It's somebody that I've wanted to work with for a while. I think it's something that is really great to get us to that next step, to get us more educated, to get us more familiar. And what better way to learn than people who are actually doing it, who are actually successful at it? I think that is something that we should all dabble into. I don't think it's something we should get scared by or intimidated by, because these people are successful because they had that drive. They had that passion to move forward from whatever was in their way before, that barrier, that obstacle, whatever they leaped over, whatever they put their blood, sweat, and tears into, got them to where they are now. And now they want to share that with you and they want to teach you. And I think that's freaking amazing. So I really, really hope you guys take advantage of this and you do go to Skillshare and you do use the offer and you do get that 2 month trial and you use the crap out of it. I want you to use so much of that that you actually feel like it benefited you. I don't want people to leave this podcast without feeling like it didn't benefit them. That's the whole reason why I make this. And that's the whole reason why we're friends with the people we are. And that's the whole reason, that's the main thing that I stay on this podcast. If it's not benefiting you in a positive way, then why are you doing in your life? I think this is a great positive way to move towards this is freaking worth it. That line, yes, this is everything I need. This is everything I have. This is everything I want to be. That's what you want to go for. So go for it. Now with Skillshare, you're able to get that education, get that information to better you in your business or your passion. It's not just a trendy thing. It's successful and it's around and people are using it for a reason. Sorry, Frankie was chewing on the table. He's teething right now, so I apologize. But people are using this for a reason. It has thousands of skills and lessons that you have access to now for 2 months. And I'm going to stop promoting it because the ad spot's not like 7 minutes. But I'm just really excited that you guys are able to actually like get out and go try something. I really want you to do it. And I want you to get out a little bit out of your comfort zone. I think it could be really something cool. There's a lot of people. I see this a lot. People are a lot of passion is in like you guys designing clothes or selling stuff on Etsy. And I think that's so cool. But I think you can take your business or take your passion to the next step by just learning a little bit more and doing a little bit more research. And this is a great opportunity. Now, I am always most unmotivated when I don't know what I'm talking about. So the reason why I'm able to talk on this podcast we're at 14 minutes now, basically, and I'm talking about it without any script or anything is because I'm passionate, I'm motivated, and it's something that I know, it's something that I've experienced, so I can just keep going. And I find when I'm unmotivated to work on a project or I'm making a video or I have a hard time making a podcast and I don't really know what I'm talking about, that's because, well, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's pretty simple. So I think getting educated on a topic really, really just sets that passion up even further. It boosts stuff more. So take it upon yourself to jump into the next step of your passion. And I think you should learn more. And if it's not something that you want to learn more, ask yourself why. Why don't you? Is it because it's something that you don't love or is it because you're lazy? Get out of the mindset of just thinking, okay, let's just give up now. Ask yourself, why should we give up now? That's something that I recently started doing. And I would always ask myself, like, why am I running? Why do I run? And like, it's not for a competitive reason. I don't time myself when I run, or why am I writing a book? I don't write to be the number one selling author. I know that's not going to happen, but I do it because I love it. I run because it helps me with my anxiety. I write because I'm passionate. And there's a lot of reasons behind a lot of things that we do, but I find we don't ask ourselves why we do them a lot. And I think it's really beneficial that we do. So now, is it worth it? This is probably something that you want me to address. So let me ask you this. During this podcast, has there been one specific topic that came to mind? When I was talking about all of this, was there one thing that you've been thinking about? Or maybe there's even several, as I've mentioned photography, running, book, music. I've mentioned a bunch that I'm very passionate about. Has there been anything that's been sticking to your mind while I've been sitting here and blabbing away and talking like there's no periods in my sentences? Has there been anything that's been stuck to your mind that really, really just makes you itch that you want to go do it? Like, go take that photo. Go make that pot. Pot is in like pottery. Go design that clothing. Go make music. Go sing. Go dance. Go run. Go do something. Go do what you're passionate about. Has there anything that comes to mind, even if it's not something that I've named? There are a million things, whether you like riding horses, planting trees, driving trucks, making trucks, whatever it is, whatever it may be, and it doesn't have to be the coolest thing. I think a lot of the times we're not a YouTuber now, like, what are we missing out on? Oh, we can't do BMX or parkour, what are we missing out on? Oh, I'm not a musician, what am I missing out on? Well, you're not missing out on anything. The question is, what are they missing out on? Because you're doing something that you're so passionate about that I think you should start bragging to the world. I think you should really start releasing everything that you know and everything that you love to the world. I wish you guys could see what I'm doing with my hands right now because they're literally talking with me and it's really funny. But sorry, I got carried away. Did anything come to mind during this podcast of me blabbing away, talking about is it worth it? And if something did, then I think that's your thing. I think that is something that you should... Whether it's not your full passion or whether it's not something that you think is worth it, I think it's something that you should take to the next step and find out if it is one of those things. Now, for me, it's writing. I want to write another book. I want to write more music, and I want to write more music with creative people. And the only thing that's holding me back is myself. I think our biggest barrier is ourselves. I remember when I first wrote Milestone with Matt, I found myself very, well, I was shy. I was scared because I felt uneducated. But finding those right people to help you through those tough times is really important. And Matt really broke me into writing and sharing my opinion and making sure I get my message across. He was very, very, very open with me, sharing what I needed to do. And I'm very, very thankful of that. And so finding those right people, and maybe those right people are on Skillshare, or maybe it's taking a course on Skillshare or a class. I think taking that next step is something that you really need to do. Get out of that comfort zone, find your passion, and move forward with it. You have it. It's there. Move forward. And it may not last forever. I may not want to write music forever. I may not want to write books forever. I may not want to make videos forever. I may not want to record these podcasts forever. I definitely don't. But I really, really like it right now, so I'm going to do it. And I think you should too. So again, guys, ask yourselves, is it worth it? Can you wake up tomorrow and not think about it? Does it make you eager to talk about it when it comes up in a convo? Do you love it? I hope this helped. And I want to say thank you very much to Skillshare for sponsoring this podcast. And thank you so much to you guys who are helping me support this podcast on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/JoeyKidney and you can help basically build this podcast for $1 a month. Thank you guys very much for listening. You guys are amazing. What's the Rush? My new single is out everywhere on Spotify, iTunes, everything right now. You can go listen to it, go stream it. And if you are, make sure to share it on socials and tag me at Joey Kidney. The new merch will be dropping with the new EP, which is coming out super, super soon. And New York City is on sale. I know I shouldn't mention that because that's a limited time thing and people can listen to this in a year. But if you're listening to this right now, New York City is on sale right now. The show, Stay You shows. And hopefully in the future, we're going to have many, 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 many Stay You shows. And I just want to say thank you guys very much for everything. And stay you, stay beautiful. And I will talk to you guys later. Thank you very much for listening to Happy Times.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.